This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I don't have a bog or a pond, but I know folks who do. Today I'm sharing some great ideas from my new favorite book, A Northern Gardener's Guide to Native Plants and Pollinators. Bogs and ponds are unique in that those areas are consistently moist, so the plants that thrive in that environment have to be cool with wet feet. Diversity in planting is not only more pleasing to the eye, but better for the ecosystem. As for trees in these areas, the authors mention red maple, pussy willow, shining willow, and the sandbar willow, which is more of a large shrub. Certain grasses play well in bogs and ponds. They include tussock sedge and fox sedge. Check with your local native nurseries to see what they carry. I have links and photos of all the plants I mention on my website, gardenbite.com. I've also included more information about each of them. As for flowers, there are many, including giant sunflower. It can grow up to 10 feet tall. Some of my favorite flowers are asters. There's a swamp aster that's very popular with pollinators. Cardinal flower is perfect. I have it in my rain garden. This plant is so pretty, and the hummingbirds and goldfinches love it too. Check out swamp rose. It's typically as tall as it is wide, so could make a nice hedge, especially in a wet ditch. It won't tolerate standing water. All native rosa species attract a multitude of pollinators, have large attractive flowers, red stems, thorns, and dark green leaves. They grow fine in partial shade, but abundant flowering and disease resistance occur best in full sun. They're also semi-aggressive, so don't plant in small landscapes. Check out gardenbite.com for more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.